Hey, my friend, this is Mike Glickman, and I'm excited that you're here because you're about to listen to an interview I did with the great Tony Robbins back in 2002. This is a high-energy, very enthusiastic interview where the great Tony Robbins shares his secrets to success back on my radio show that I was doing back in 2002. This is a 30-minute interview. Grab a pen, grab a piece of paper. You're in for an extraordinary extravaganza of success insights, knowledge, strategies, and powerful secrets to success. You can learn more about me after the interview at www.mikelittman.com. That's spelled M-I-K-E-L-I-T-M-A-N. Enjoy the interview.
We're shaking, baking, moving, sliding, going uptown, downtown, crossed on, having zero respect for borders or boundaries, heard in New York and locally on www.mikelittman.com. Before the break, I told you about an individual that's here to transform your life and move your life, and he's moved mine. Tony Robbins, my dime, your dance floor. Welcome to the Mike Littman Show.
Mike, you got to work on getting yourself some energy there, buddy.
Well, you and I, and we energize, we help people, and I just want to express quickly my sense of appreciation and gratefulness and gratitude for being on the line tonight. People know, Tony, currently, you know, your seminars, your books, your coaching has moved millions of people, has transformed millions of people. But I want to lay a bedrock. I want to lay a foundation to the show. Can you bring us back 15 plus years? Talk to us a little bit how you got started. Where was that spark on the walls from there?
Well, mine was actually, I was listening to you share your story, and mine started at a very similar time. I was 17 years old. I was looking for a way to shift my life, and I was very frustrated. I was the little kid who was fat, and I didn't have a lot of friends. I felt isolated, and yet I really loved people. And I actually went to a Jim Rohn seminar, the gentleman you mentioned earlier in your show, and I listened to a seminar. I got excited. I'd already been reading books like crazy. My goal was to read a book a day. I didn't do that, but I read about 700 books over the next 7 years, all in the area of personal development, physiology, anything that I thought could be immediately applied to improving the quality of my life. And so within a very short period of time, I was written up in newspapers and magazines. They called me Wonder Boy. I was a very young, successful entrepreneur. And then gradually, I started sabotaging myself, so much so that I went from doing what I thought was the ultimate successful life, but by the time I was, you know, 21, 22 years old, not quite 22 yet, I found myself just sabotaging myself, not showing up for key meetings, treating people harshly, and I'm not harsh, and I'd apologize, and I'd do it again. I never used drugs or alcohol, but I used food like a drug, because what happened is I grew up very poor, and I figured, God, if you made enough money, then you could help everybody out, everybody love you, and I made all this money, and I felt everybody judged me, so I learned that as soon as I had problems, everybody was back again, and I did this subconsciously, not consciously. I finally hit a threshold, and I had to change my life, and I thought I'd read all the books, listened to all the tapes, I'd been through it all, but what I had not done is condition my mind and body and emotions to consistently do what I wanted at that moment, and I started studying various things. Back in those days, 25 years ago, things like NLP, neuro-linguistic programming. In those days, it was the cutting edge. It isn't anymore, but I still use a ton of the tools. They're still incredibly valuable, but I just kept going and going, and I built my career by first changing myself. I lost 30 pounds in 30 days and 38 pounds in about 6 weeks. But more importantly, I felt closer to God. I got my sense of certainty back in my body. I'd walk in a room of 100 people instead of feeling alone. I felt like everybody was my friend. And I went from making less than $38,000 a year to making over $1 million a year. And I tell that to people not to impress them, but to try and impress upon them how fast change happens. And as I changed myself, everybody wanted to know how I did it, so I shared it with them, and I did it with my friends initially, and then it grew, and pretty soon I was turning around athletes and business people and working with Princess Diana and Gorbachev and presidents, and it just has grown over the last 25 years, so now I have 35 million people on my tapes, and we've had about 3 million people on my seminars. I just got back from London. You know, we had 8,200 people for one weekend program. We had 7,000 Germans and another program the week before, so it's just grown exponentially throughout the years because I've always committed myself to find a way to help people take things to another level by doing it to myself first.
Yeah, and then what you're saying there is so powerful because if you're listening right now, what Tony's describing is totally inner before outer. You're talking here and people, you know, and I've been there and you've been there. We trip over ourselves. We're following our tail. But you're talking here about things, you know, changing fast and really looking to first, you know, make that inner change. You were back there years back and had those challenges. You had those challenges, not problems, those challenges. There are people listening. Now, what are some steps they can take to begin the process of that inner change and shake from there?
Well, I think the very first thing is you've got to identify the story you've been telling yourself about why you can't change. Because I tell people, and it sounds overly simplistic, but the only thing that's keeping you from getting what you want is the story you have about why you can't have it.
Say that again, please.
I said the only thing that keeps people from achieving what they want is the story they have about why they can't have it. So as an example, whenever you ask somebody, what do you want, what really want for your life, most people say, I don't know, they give you general terms. The first step to anything is getting absolutely clear, obviously, with precision and absolute clarity about what you want. Clarity is power. But the challenge is, even if you get somebody clear, they'll usually immediately tell you why they haven't achieved it. And why they haven't achieved it is a list. It's a list of resources they say they don't have. So they'll say, I don't have the money, or I don't have the time, or I don't know the right people, I don't have the contacts, I don't have the education, I don't have the technology, I don't live in the right part of the country. But the truth of the matter is that what leaders do, what makes a person succeed, is they lead instead of follow. And what a leader does is they maximize the resources available. And what that means is the ultimate resources are human emotions. So, for example, if you're creative enough, you can find a way to get the money. If you have enough discipline, if you have enough commitment, if you have enough determination, if you have enough drive, you can sure as hell figure out how to get the time. Anything you need as a physical resource can be accessed if you can tap into the emotional resources that drive all human beings. So it's not only important to know what the hell you want, but step two is you really have to learn to master your emotions. There are many steps to that, but the two most fundamental are, number one, you must make a radical shift in the pattern of how you use your body. So you talk very differently when I heard you on the phone before you get on the radio. You know how to put yourself in a state, so to speak, into a peak state where, frankly, you probably don't have a script any more than I do, and your mind just goes because you're in that heightened state of awareness. The way you're doing that, you use, very obviously, is you increase the tempo which you speak. Now, that's one way to do it. It's not the only way. You can do it by changing the way you move. For example, when a person is extremely depressed, we all know, if you've ever felt depressed, where's your head? It's down. You know, where your shoulders, they're down. What you're breathing like, is it full or shallow? Everybody knows it's shallow. Your face up and tight or slack. Everybody knows your face is slack because everybody's practiced this crap at some point. So if you take your body, and instead of trying to change your mindset by doing a bunch of affirmations and saying, I'm happy, I'm happy, I'm happy, I'm happy, I'm happy, and your brain going, BS, you change your body first. You snap your body into a peak state. Or you go on a run. And in the beginning, you didn't even want to be on the run. But as you begin to work out, or as you begin to run, you get momentum. And it changes your physiology. It changes your biochemistry. And therefore, it'll change your thoughts. The fastest way to change your emotion is to make radical changes in movement, because emotion is created by motion. So if you begin to change your physiology and the patterns in which you use your body, the second thing you got to do is change what you focus on. Because whatever you focus on, you're going to feel, whether it's true or not. So if you're supposed to meet somebody at 7 p.m. for dinner, and it's your spouse, boyfriend, or girlfriend, they're not there, some people at 7:01 go berserk. They're totally angry. Some people at 7:01 are totally worried. Some people are fine until 8 o'clock, and they still don't have a call. Some people at 8:30, they're not upset. They're just full. It all depends on what you focus on. If you focus on this person doesn't care, you're angry. If you focus on they're in a car accident, you're worried. It may have been neither of those two things. So whatever you focus on, you're going to feel. So the way you change your emotions, once you know what you want, is you change your physiology and you begin to incessantly focus on exactly what you want as if it is already done. So it produces so much certainty in your body that your brain begins to find ways to make it happen. An example of that is the reticular activating system in your brain, the RAS as it's known. If you've ever bought a certain outfit, or you've bought a certain car, and suddenly you see that car outfit everywhere, there's a reason. Those cars and outfits are always around you, but you notice them now because the RAS, the reticular activating system in your brain, is designed to screen out 99.9% of what happens in the world. Once you know something's important, your brain notices anything that relates to that. So once you set a goal, your brain will notice anything that can move it to you closer. But it won't do that if you're in a passive state of mind. So one, you got to get absolutely clear about what you want with total clarity. Two, you've got to put yourself in an absolute position of peak state by radically shifting the way you use your body so the emotions are strong, and developing a consistent focus where you want to be. And the third part is to train the language patterns of your body, because they're hypnotic. People say all the time, you know, I just don't know how to do this. I just can't figure this out. I just can't figure it out. Why do you think I can't figure this out? Well, maybe because you just said I can't figure it out 12 times with total intensity, and your brain's not going to turn you into a liar. So I call these three forms the triad: the pattern of how you use your body, the pattern of what you focus on, and the pattern of language, which builds up your beliefs and feelings. If you change any of those three patterns, you'll change how you feel in a moment. If you make radical changes in those patterns, you'll change your life long term.
You know, I want to jump in here right now on number three, Tony. You talked here earlier about clarity, and we talk about clarity, and we're saying, you know, why they haven't achieved it. You talk about something so brilliantly in your books and then your seminar I'm going to mention in a moment, the power of questions, you know, quality questions. We're talking here about rewiring us. Talk to me for a moment about the power of questions and how changing that language instantaneously will change your life.
Well, an example of that is every moment of your life, if you want to think about all day long, you supposedly you're thinking. When I say supposedly, what is thinking? Thinking is nothing but the process of asking and answering questions. All day long, when you're thinking, your thinking process is a response to internal questions you're asking. Now, sometimes you're asking them consciously, sometimes you're asking them unconsciously. So, for example, when I say, all thinking is nothing but the power of asking and answering questions, you might say, that's true. You might say, you know, is that true? You might say, I don't know about that. Or you might say, I wonder about that. Whether you said it's true or not, in order to say it's true or not, you have to ask yourself, is this true? Questions are going through your head all the time. The average person thinks 60,000 thoughts in a day. The problem is, research shows that 95% of those thoughts are the same ones you had yesterday. And the reason is, we develop habitual questions like, how come this always happens to me? Would be a negative question that is very common in the culture. Now, the truth of the matter is, it may not always happen to you. But ask and you shall receive. If you ask a lousy question, of course you get a lousy answer. The most typical one people ask that don't lose weight, they'll say something like, how come I can never lose weight? Well, it's for why they can't lose weight, but your brain's a computer. If you ask a question, it's got to find an answer. So if you say, how come I can never lose weight? The brain goes, because you're a pig. It reinforces a belief structure that you're out of control. If you said, how could I lose weight now? Your brain would say, well, go on a diet. And, of course, the problem with that is you'd think diets are painful, so you won't do it. But if you said, how could I lose weight now and enjoy the process? And you kept asking that, and focusing your mind. Pretty soon you say, you know, I used to love to play racquetball or basketball, or I've always wanted to dance, or I've always wanted to do whatever. And while you're playing racquetball or basketball, you're not even thinking about it, and you'll lose weight. So if you ask a better question, you get a better answer.
Say that again.
If you ask a better question, you get a better answer. And questions instantly change what we focus on, and what we focus on determines what we feel. So if you sit around and say, the anniversary of 9/11 is coming, and I wonder if my building will be the one that's hit this time, obviously, it's not going to exactly put you in a great state. If you say to yourself instead, you know what, what is beautiful about this day? How can I use this day to make more of my life? How can I be more grateful in this moment than ever before? Whatever you ask for, you may not get an answer right away, because it's a new question for you. But if you ask it with a state of certainty, it will change your focus, it'll change the way you're feeling, and when you feel different, you do things differently. And the bottom line of all this is the power of action. If you don't take action, it's one reason. You don't feel like it. You don't feel like it because you are not managing what you're focusing on, you're not asking good questions, and you've not mastered your physiology. Three things that are very easy to take control of in any moment.
For all the listeners in Long Island, in New Jersey, in the tri-state area, September 27th to September 30th, are you ready to shake and bake a totally new life, a totally new existence with the great Tony Robbins? You want to do this. You want to dance these numbers. You want to learn more about Unleash the Power Within. Could you, I mean, you don't want to be 20, 30 years down the road and be where you are now. You want to tell, you want to get closer to Tony Robbins. 1-800-898-8669. You want to dance these numbers. 1-800-898-8669. For more information, get there. September 27th to September 30th, New Jersey, Unleash the Power Within. About 2.5 minutes ago, Tony, you're talking about the power of questions, and you brought up the aspect of pain. There's something you teach that's totally transformed my life, and it's so powerful. I know you talk about it in the seminar really thoroughly. Talk to me, tap into the pain versus pleasure model, and how that is so powerful for lasting change.
Well, here's the bottom line. Everything we do in our lives, we do either to avoid pain or to gain pleasure. I don't care what it is. Whether it's eating a certain food or whether it's approaching or not approaching somebody we're interested in, starting our business or staying where we are. Whatever we link pain to, enough pain to, we're going to avoid. And the problem is, much of what we want in life would give us pleasure, but we're not certain we're going to get it. Where we are doesn't feel so good, but at least we're comfortable with it. And once you get comfortable with pain, even though it's painful, it's not so bad for you. So learning how to change that in seconds and change your conditioning is the answer, because willpower never lasts. If you ever had a certain food or an alcohol or dessert you used to love, and you were addicted to it, and then one night you had an experience that was extremely unpleasant, where what came inside of you maybe it went back up the opposite end of your body, you never again will forget that. In fact, some of you, the smell of that alcohol or the smell of that food you used to love or dessert, it takes no willpower. You instantly avoid it. What we teach people how to do in this seminar, and includes the firewalk seminar on the very first night, is how to change your conditioning, how to discover exactly what it is you want, what's stopping you, how to link pain to what stopped you, pleasure to moving forward, so you consistently do it, whether it's your health, your energy, your body, your relationships, or your finances. So what I'll tell people is, if you're ready for a total immersion, that's what this weekend is. If you're tired of settling for less than you can be, that's what it is. And if they call that number you offered, and they mention your name, and they heard us on the air here, they'll give them $100 off the ticket price, or if they want to get three friends to go, they'll give them three tickets for the price of two if they want to bring some associates or family members.
All right, that's great. Thank you so much, Tony. That's awesome. One word you're saying throughout our 17-minute dance so far, the one thing I see interviewing the Jim Rohns, the Mark Fritz Hansons, and the famous Les Browns of the world versus who I used to be and everybody else is that word certainty. People are so scared to be committed, to go bold, to get out of their comfort zone. I mean, do you see that as one of the main challenges people have to get through?
All that is the fear of failure. It's the fear of trying something and then not looking good and feeling like we're not worthwhile. Most people have what I call a breaker switch, a story that keeps them from taking all of their resources and putting their tail on their line, because if they do, they're afraid they'll discover they're not enough and they won't be loved. All humans, because of the way we're raised, because we're one of the few creatures on the planet besides primates that grow up totally dependent for our survival on another human being for not just 3 days or 3 months or 3 years, but 5, 10, 15, 18, these days, some people 30 damn years that they're still dependent. So we're all definitely afraid we won't be loved if we're not enough, so everybody's got an excuse why they're not doing what they want, but it's not their fault. It's I have ADD. It's because the way I was brought up. It's because they don't have the education. It's because you can't trust anybody more. It's because I'm being held down by this thing from my past. Nothing is holding you back but you. But what you got to do is put yourself in an environment with people that are playing full out. It's like getting on a sports team. If you play against people that are worse at the game than you are or at the same level, you never grow. If you can get around people that are playing the game at the highest level, if you're going to play golf and you're going to go against Tiger Woods, somehow you have to play better just to stay on the course with somebody of that nature. That's what this weekend's about, and that's what life's about. So my call to people is really simple. Who you spend time with is who you become. If you want to take your life to another level, you got to find a new group of people playing at a higher level and at least surround yourself in an immersion process with them and make some decisions that will change your life, take some massive action, and not settle for less than you can be.
And the thing you're saying is, I had to do it, and we've all been there. Is there people around you? And just, you know, there's a real, you know, pull in your stomach and pull in your gut, but you got to leave the neg, go to the positive, and it's really, really powerful stuff. You talk about it in the books and the seminars, Tony. It's been so powerful to me. It's a really simple concept. But we all go through this unconscious life, routine, routine, routine. And I got to a point where you got to this point, I learned it from you, is really just raising your standards and not settling for less, saying, this is where I was, this is all I will take. That was such a powerful moment in your life, right?
It was. I found myself in a position where I was 38 pounds heavier than I am now. I was totally broke. I was not wanting to answer the telephone because I knew it was going to be creditors. Not wanting to answer the door. And I had enough humiliation, and one day I finally just broke. And the way I broke is I decided first I was going to go out on a run. I didn't know anything about changing physiology. I hadn't run in probably 2 years. Had this big beer gut on me. And I put on some old music from a group called Heart, an old song called Barracuda. I went for this run on the beach with my gut slapping back and forth both directions. I ran until I felt like I was going to spit up blood into a state of total frenzy. And then I grabbed this journal I'd sat down on the beach with, and I drew a line down the middle of the page, and on one side I wrote everything in my life that I would no longer settle for, everything that disgusted me. On the other side, everything I was totally committed to, no matter what it took. Once I had made that shift inside me, I didn't even know how I was going to do it, but I had strong enough reasons, and I found that absolute certainty that pushed me forward. And I think sometimes people have enough pain to do that, and sometimes you can do it by inspiration, by getting around where things are better. If you get around where things are, people are happier, stronger, more successful. I remember years ago, one of my big goals since I grew up poor was to have this great economic lifestyle for my family, and I bought this castle that was built in the 1920s from pieces of castles in Europe overlooking the ocean in San Diego, and I thought it was the greatest place. And I went to go visit this man who was a multi-billionaire and a very, very huge contributor and philanthropist. I really loved the man. I went to his home, spent time with him. I came back and I said, you know what? I don't live in the Del Mar Castle. I live in the Del Mar tenements. You know, I think I'm contributing. I'm not contributing squat. And within, you know, less than a year, I transformed not only my home, but my contribution. And today, we went from those early days when we were feeding maybe 10,000 people, now we feed 1 million people between Thanksgiving and Christmas, not only in this country now, but in 9 countries around the world. And all that came from not pain anymore, but getting around where people are playing life at a higher level.
Right, and the thing you said here, rewinding 46 seconds ago, you said the word, it starts with an R, it ends in an S. I mean, you're someone who's been so successful, and people might say, Tony, why do you keep traveling the world and sharing the message of lasting change and changing your life? You must have powerful, powerful reasons. And most people just go through, and they're moving at slow motion. You need to, as you said, and just actively get out those reasons, maybe read them every day, and just really start shaking and baking, right?
Now, there's no question. And Jim Rohn himself said years ago, when I was just a kid, I remember him saying, you know, reasons come first, answers come second. We all know that. If you get a big enough why to do something, you can figure out how to do it. But again, you're not going to get any of that unless you make a radical change in your state of mind. People can talk about that all they want. Get your butt out there, put some music on, get on a Stairmaster, move, and in that state, when you're pumped, when you lifted some weights, when you push yourself, even if you're not doing a great job, if all you can do is go for a strong walk, after you've done that and you fed your body and feed your mind in that peak state of mind, start to figure out what it is you want, why it's a must for you, and begin to put the action plan together. And then, of course, find people that have already succeeded and model them, which is why you wrote your book. It's go find out what people have already done. My whole life has been about modeling, the idea that success leaves clues, that if someone succeeds in anything, they aren't lucky if they've done it more than once. If they do it consistently, they got a game plan. They may not even know what it is, but they got a plan. There's something they're doing. If you do the same things, you sow the same seeds in the same ways, you will reap the same rewards, and you'll be able to do it in a lot less time because you don't have to go through the trial and error learning. Compression of time is the secret to everything.
Say that again.
Compression of time is the secret to everything, and getting around people that have already produced the result allows you to learn by their experience, eliminate the pain, eliminate as much of that time as possible, move yourself forward rapidly. That's why I have the privilege at 42 to do the things I'm doing. I'd have to be 82, but I've had the benefit of so many people's experience before me.
Are you going to run or are you going to sprint? 1-800-898-8669, or you can dance to www.anthonyrobbins.com. Dance to 1-800-898-8669. Unleash the power within September 27th to the 30th. Tony made an absolutely generous shaking and bacon offer, and it was an absolute must. I know you touched on a few other things here. We got about three minutes, and we're dancing here. We're talking about amazing things. I know you touched on here. You studied a lot of areas in relationships and building relationships with people in all kind of areas. Looking at modeling people that really can build successful relationships, personal, professional, all that kind of stuff, what kind of common characteristics, what kind of tips can you share there?
Well, I can tell you the most important thing when it gets to intimate relationships, and I think that's where you should go with people, because business relationship is easy. It's the intimate ones that challenge people. I had the experience myself. I was married when I was 24 years old. I instantly had a 17-year-old son when I was 24, an 11-year-old daughter, a 5-year-old son, because my wife had been married twice before me, and she had kids from both marriages. And so I took those kids on. One of the greatest things that happened in my life. But when you're 24 years old, you don't know how to make the right selections. You make selections based on things like, you know, you think a person's a good person, you feel a love towards them, a warmth towards them. Most relationships are basically broken or created by the power of selection. If you have someone who's a great person, but your natures, your visions, your values are radically different, you can keep in your mind saying, oh, it'll change, but you're being optimistic in a way that's ineffective. You have to be smart. Selecting someone whose nature aligns with your own is everything. Most relationships are built, number one, on proximity. How else does somebody like Liz Taylor end up marrying her 7th husband is a truck driver? It's because the two of them are rehabbed together. And, of course, that relationship doesn't last, but it had initial proximity. Second thing is there is chemistry. Well, you can get chemistry with anybody. And the third thing that happens for most people is with enough chemistry and enough proximity, they get in relationship, and now they don't want the pain of losing that feeling. Plus, there's just convenience, frankly, for people. Their lives are so busy and frustrating, and they begin to think it can never be better. Choosing what you want in a relationship before you ever meet someone, describing in detail what you truly want and what you don't want is the basis of being able to create a quality relationship.
We got 30 seconds left. I asked Jim Rohn and Mark Fritz this question. 100 years from now, Tony, what do you want people to say about Tony Robbins? 20 seconds.
He gave his all.
1-800-898-8669. 1-800-898-8669. AnthonyRobbins.com. Thank you for helping me realize a dream. Tony Robbins, thank you very much for appearing on the Mike Lippman Show.
All the best, Michael.
For wrapping down the show, an amazing show with Tony Robbins. Unleash the power within. 1-800-898-8669, AnthonyRobbins.com. Mike Lippman, conversation notes. Can I bring you each week the Anthony Robbins, Tony Robbins world to bring you information, valuable motivation, transformation, information that can change your life. 1-800-898-8669. Mention the Mike Lippman Radio Show. I'll see you 7 days from today.